Monday morning, and it's time for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Hour. Thanks, Peter, for Breakfast with the Browns. Peter's on his way out the door. And Chris Riffick, of course, at 1 p.m., and before him is Alternative Radio. And today, we're going to sort of rename the show Stranded, the New Zealand / Canadian Music Show, because I'm going to be introducing you after these first three songs to my special guest today, Matt Langley and his brother Jacob from New Zealand, and they're going to be playing live in the studio, and it's a real treat. So we're going to get right into the music now. I'm going to play some Canadian tracks up first. Usually I play them towards the end of the show, but today we're going to get into the Canadian, then a little bit of Australian, and we're going to be talking a lot about New Zealand music today. So here's some Neil Young off his great Dreaming Man live. It's a release of his 1992 tour, and I'm going to play you the classic Harvest Moon. So this was the Harvest Moon tour, and I'm going to be playing you Harvest Moon right now. This is live Neil Young in 1992, and my special guests here, Matt and Jacob, actually play this song live, so I thought it'd be a great tune to start with. Alrighty.
Please. When we were strangers, I watched you from afar. But
Okay, and we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is Stranded, the appropriately titled New Zealand Canadian Music Week. New Zealand Canadian Music Show, just for this day, because we have two special guests from New Zealand in the studio. Hello, Matt and Jacob.
Kia ora. Hello.
Hello.
Right on.
There's voices of two visiting New Zealand musicians from the city of Dunedin.
Yeah. Dunedin, South Island, New Zealand.
South Island. And yeah. We're very, very blessed to have them in the studio today. And Vancouver has them for the whole month.
Yes.
Just before we have a chat, I'll just back announce those songs. So at the top, of course, is Neil Young, Harvest Moon. And guys, you play that in a cover.
We've been known to play that on occasion. Love Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a particularly beautiful song. And that was I've only heard that cut like twice now.
Yeah,
it's really sparse. It's quite beautiful.
You said on the plane over here.
It was on the plane. There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, and also this is from my dad as well, who's actually sitting in an adjacent room in the studio. He's visiting from Australia, and it's a song for him as well, because my father is Canadian, and I recall playing. He had this album on CD. We used to play it in a car on road trips, and so it brings back memories of me driving around the Australian bush. So it's amazing how music connects us all in different parts of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, so that was the first song. And we also had the United Steelworkers of Montreal with the song Three Hard Knocks. And then Half Chinese, a local band, with the song The Horse Does Whinny. We're only going to be playing one single Australian song today. And I'm going to be playing that right now. This is by a man called George Bishop from New South Wales, because we're really going to devote most of the show to New Zealand, the music of Dunedin, and we're going to have Matt and Jacob playing live as well. So, what can you tell me about Dunedin?
Dunedin, small, beautiful harbour city.
Lots of sheep.
Yeah.
stereotype.
It's a student town. It's one of the oldest cities in New Zealand, and it sort of kind of boomed around the gold rush era, and there was a lot of influx of people coming to Otago, which is our province, and it's a great little city with a very proud here, yeah, lots of lovely beaches and a real proud kind of history of DIY music, independent music scene that just keeps going, changing, growing.
Exactly, and we're going to be playing some of Matt and Jacob's picks today. We went through the record library here and found some Flying Nun records.
Mm.
So we're going to get into that soon. So I'm just going to play now. So this is an Australian gentleman called George Bishop from New South Wales. He plays with his band, The Feral Highway, in and around New South Wales. So we're going to play an Australian track, and then straight after that we're going to be playing some Flying Nun from Dunedin.
Cool,
so
man.
Here we are. This is Stranded, the New Zealand Canadian music show for this week. Okay.
Because it tortures my mood. I tend to think of love as being much more like good food. Happily, I could live my life without taking any drugs. But surely I would not survive without good food or good love. Where good love, oh, good love. Oh, 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 yeah. Good love, oh, good love. Oh, 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 oh. Good love, oh, good love. Oh, 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 oh. Good love, oh, good love. Oh, 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 oh. To succumb to a drug addiction I would overcome, but how could I ever overcome my need of food and love? One way to leave this world is to overdose on drugs, but never in my wildest dreams could I overdose on love. Yeah, good love, oh good love, oh 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 oh. Good love, oh good love, oh 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 oh. Good love, oh good love, oh 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 oh. Good love, oh good love. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, let us love, let us love, let us love.
Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Do you like Biltmore?
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, which is renamed for one special week, Stranded, the New Zealand-Canadian music show.
That sounds
beautiful. That does. Maybe forever and ever. This is it. Well, maybe we should let the people decide. I should say, if anyone would like to call through with some... anyone, a local Kiwi or anyone who likes Kiwi music...
Talk to us.
Yeah, 604-822-CITR. I'm joined in the studio by a special guest for this week, Matt Langley, and his brother Jacob from Dunedin.
Kia ora. Hi.
This is really great. I should say, people, that if you like what you hear tonight, today, Matt and Jacob are going to be playing towards the end of the show, and they're playing tonight at 1118 Denman Street tonight, the Dulcinea Chocolate Cafe. But I'll mention that again a bit later on. So you're from Dunedin. You told us a little bit about the town, and so the Flying Nun record label is.
This is a point of interest for musicologists. There's a bit of stuff to be dug up there because there was really a bit of a boom. Not a gold rush this time, like a music rush in the 80s, with the it still has the nomenclature, the Dunedin sound. You can hear the quote marks hanging heavy over that. Because it was a bit of an anomaly, really. Bands at the bottom of the world who suddenly got thrust into the international spotlight and did some good things, made some good music.
Well, and that's right. I've actually, in my travels across Canada, in every city I've been to, I've met a couple of music fans who've mentioned, oh, Flying Nun, Flying Nun. They know I'm from the Southern Hemisphere, and they know it. And I'm like, how did they? This is pre-internet, really.
Oh,
like,
very much so. And, I mean, and now it covers a broader range than just the sort of Dunedin sound. And even in our selection today, we've got bands from Auckland and et cetera, other cities in New Zealand. But the connecting thing is really the Flying Nun label that Roger Shepherd started and has recently bought it back. He's come back to it. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, well, we did play a couple. The last two tracks, actually, the real rocky one there you heard was the
D4. No longer together, sadly.
Oh, man.
Great live rock band.
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminiscent a bit of the Datsuns. Listeners might have heard of them.
Punching
around the
out
same
those
time.
Sort of 2 minute, 3 minute rock and roll good times.
Yeah, yep. That was brilliant. The D4, Get Loose. And then we heard that instrumental track there by The Clean.
Yeah.
Wipe Me, I'm Lucky was a track. And what can you tell me about The Clean? Because they're quite an institution.
Yeah, they're a bit of an institution in New Zealand. Zealand, but started out in Dunedin, the David Kilgour. Yeah. And, I think he's still touring and making albums and gets over to the States and then can be spotted back in Dunedin or anywhere in New Zealand touring as well, because it only takes a couple of weeks to tour in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Top and bottom. Like, you can do it, you know, start at the bottom, go to the top of New Zealand, and then get back home, and in 14 days it's been done.
Yeah.
Did that last year.
So then I would presume there's a really tight-knit sort of scene there, or like, you know, people really...
Yeah, there's some... There's scenes, and there's little scenes within cities.
Yeah.
But once you get out on and you're doing a wee tour or something, or getting around a few of the centres in New Zealand, there's a pretty well-worn trail there now. It's good.
Yeah,
you can have great gigs in small places and bigger venues as well. We did a tour last year. It was called the Pages from Dunedin Tour, and it was organised around an album and a concert we did at the Regent Theatre in Dunedin.
Huh.
And then with a whole lot of Dunedin artists, maybe sort of 18, 20, and then five of us went out on the road for a couple of weeks after that. So we did smaller venues, bars, cafes and things as well as sort of medium-sized venues.
And so the city still represents music. People, you know, around the country still know Dunedin as a place to keep their ear to the ground.
Yeah, there's still lots going on. I mean, there's, talking, I don't know, scenes and things like that, but each city's got its own thing rolling as well, and many different kinds of music. I've spent a lot of time in Wellington as well, and so has Jake.
Mm.
And Jake used to front a metal band.
Many moons ago.
So there's this interesting crossover. I remember I played acoustic support solo for these guys, Monster Metal Band. So there's a real mashup, and that was in Wellington. But and each city's got its sort of its known quantities and bands that are doing recording and touring regularly. Dunedin's the same, and then there's the other little scenes that your folk scenes and blues and all that kind of stuff always happening in every city. But people, because it's a small place.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who did sound for you last night at the blues gig, you'll see him at the, you'll see him playing guitar in a thrash band or something the next night.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of mix up, so it's really cool. You get exposed to a lot of music.
And, a big reason why I do this show, Australian and Canadian, is because I believe that isolation really breeds a bit of something special.
Yeah, that's so often talked about in New Zealand in regard to anything from cinema to cooking.
Yeah.
It's because we're at the bottom of the world.
Yeah, about produce world-class music. And now, I mean, so the Flying Nun was quite a phenomenon to, discerning people in this part of the world picked up on it.
Yeah, I think it was probably one of those things where people overseas probably picked up on it, and then it came back home and everyone went, it is real good.
Now you're good.
Now it's cool.
They say, But,
welcome to it from the start.
And one of the bands, no doubt you were listening to a long time ago, was the Verlaines.
Yeah, the Verlaines. Yeah. And I've just released another album, I think.
He teaches at the university there as well, Matt.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, can you tell me a bit about that, Matt? So the singer, the songwriter from the Verlaines.
Graham Downs.
Yeah.
Yes, he lectures at Otago University, which is...
The Rock 101.
Yeah, the Rock degree. Yeah, the Rock course running there. Oh, just great music courses. But that's really kicked off in the last bit. That's become... Otago University is an internationally sort of renowned uni anyway.
Mm.
But the very, very healthy music scene in around that. My involvement in that was probably confined to wet lunches and getting a student loan and buying my first Fender guitar, which I've still got.
Well played.
Yes. Thank you, student loans.
Well,
I'm currently living in Mexico. You're not getting a cent back.
and Vancouver's lucky enough to have Matt and Jake here this month, and we're going to be having them play acoustically in the studio towards the end. We're going to play the Verlaines now. We're going to get back into some of this Dunedin music. We've got the Verlaines, and we've got Die, and Straightjacket Fits, three in a row.
There's a song I wanted to do with the Verlaines, because we play it we play it as a cover at times, called Joed Out.
Hmm.
So if anyone's out there listening, they could find
maybe
that
we can
track,
dig it up before
really
the end.
You might enjoy it. It's great.
But for now, we've got we're gonna play "I Stare Out," the second track off their 1993 album called "Way Out There." So this is the Verlaines from Dunedin in New Zealand. And anyone, if you'd like to call through with any New Zealand stories or requests, 604-822-CITR. And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, hijacked by two Kiwis today.
Me, it's taken over.
Aotearoa.
Here we go. This is the Verlaines.
Same disorder. I do not see. Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Hour, every Monday from 11 till 12, followed by Alternative Radio. And this is a special New Zealand show today. If anyone wanted to call through with any New Zealand information or trivia, or if you just wanted to say hi, 604-822-CITR. We just heard a couple of Flying Nun bands there. That was Die, Die, Die. And before that was the Verlaines. Now, this is Matt Langley and his brother Jake here.
What's
in the
up?
Studio.
Hello.
From Dunedin.
Hello.
Extra special good guests. Day. And they're playing around Vancouver this week. And tonight at the Dulcinea Cafe, it's at 1118 Denman Street. So, Matt, could you tell me a little bit about the award you just recently won?
Yeah, sure. I won the APRA, which is an acronym for Australasian Performing Rights Association, New Zealand Country Song of 2010. Big long title, small song.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool, actually. Quite surprising. And went down to further south from Dunedin to Gore, which is New Zealand's mecca of country.
Oh.
And played at the awards there and tried to come up with a sort of not too silly impromptu speech.
Some yodeling?
Yeah.
And it's a remarkable achievement because you're not particularly a country artist full-time, are you?
I wouldn't say I particularly feel like I belong to any genre of music. I'm keen to steal from all of them. I will magpie from anything. But I think I had sent in a couple of songs before that I thought were country-ish, but had... weren't probably sort of, you know, close enough to country to be in consideration, but it turns out this one was.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice song to write, and I still enjoy singing it, and we've been playing it a lot. It was lovely for a nice wee love song to get a national award. Was kind of cool.
Yeah.
We were so proud.
And hot on the tails of that, Matt and Jake have jumped on a plane, come all this way to Canada.
Yeah.
And they're playing in Vancouver. They've already played at Falconetti's and
Corduroy Lounge
with Root System.
With Root System. That was brilliant.
And right now we have them. Are you ready, guys? We got.
Get your guitar, bro.
Guitar.
And we're going to hear some tracks here from Matt Langley and Jake Langley. So you're going to be playing songs off the new album.
Yeah, there's a. It's just been finished. I had to listen to the first mix about a week ago, and the album will be out before the end of this year. It's called Feather Bones. And so we're going to play a little select. We're going to play two songs that are going to be on that, and then we're going to do just a song that we like that's not on anything.
Yeah,
it'll just be on air today. We may never play it again. This might be the last one.
Wow,
it's a wee treat, you lovely Canadian.
Okay,
this is Matt Lang, Matt and Jake Langley from Dunedin, New Zealand.
This is called Love and Money. Tongue behind
one, forget no one. It's more than me, there's more. I'm tired.
Jake Langley here in the studios from Dunedin, New Zealand. Some new tracks off their new album, playing live in the studio.
Okay, I'll just have a wee tune. I've got a heat reaction here.
That's pretty unprofessional, bro.
It's highly unprofessional.
But it's live and it's raw.
It's live.
Yeah,
it's what
real.
You get, kids.
Yeah,
okay, so this is...
Get it on.
This is the song 713 that won the New Zealand Best Country Song for this year. Let's roll.
Wow.
Wide is the road and broad is the gate that leads to destruction.
Vancouver, you just heard the awarded best country music song from New Zealand for 2010.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
And Matt's award for that was a life-size shed made out of gold.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty substantial. Pretty substantial.
That's half the country.
Cheap, that one.
Yeah.
Wow. We might be able to buy an aircraft carrier or something like that. To play cricket on it.
Well, you heard it. All the way from Dunedin, New Zealand, we have Matt Langley and Jake.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And we still have time. We still
do
have.
Do you want another tune?
We got another 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, drum solo, 10 minutes. Here we go. okay, we'll do this one. This is just a fun song that I, it's called Big Deal.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Okay, cool.